Hi, my name is Carlos Kalmar, and you are listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Здраво, јас сум Александар. Јас сум 18 години и вие слушате Kids Commute од Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Alexander. If you would like to record the Kids Commute theme in any language, on any instrument that you choose, you can find instructions, everything you need to know, at kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Beethoven Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have our Quizlet on Friday. So let's learn a little bit more about Ludwig van Beethoven. By young adulthood, he had gained a really good reputation among musicians, and he had some solid friendships around the town of Bonn, Germany, where he was from. And an important friend of his was a lady named Frau von Breuning. Frau, by the way, wasn't her name. That just means Mrs. in German. So Mrs. von Breuning had 4 kids who were all friends with Beethoven, and she kind of became like a second mom to him. She did things like chasing after him to make sure he did his work, or she helped keep him away from riffraff, people who might be a bad influence or might encourage him to be a bad boy. In fact, once he said of her, "She knows how to keep insects off the flowers." Now, more about our flower, Beethoven. We're about to hear a piece of music that is so famous that, in fact, it is often the very first piece of classical music that people become acquainted with and become fond of. We're talking about the first movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. He completed it in 1801 and dedicated it to his student, the Countess Giulietta Guicciardi. It wasn't named Moonlight by Beethoven, by the way. The name Moonlight Sonata was given by the German music critic and poet Ludwig Rellstab 5 years after Beethoven's death. A couple things you need to know about the Moonlight Sonata. First of all, a sonata is a piece of music that shows off one instrument in a very fancy way. So this is a piano sonata. The other thing is that most sonatas have 3 parts or movements that are arranged fast, slow, fast. But Beethoven broke the mold here. The first movement, which is very well known, which we're about to hear, is very slow. Here's a little bit of the second movement, which is a little bit faster. And that's followed by an even faster movement for the big finish. So instead of fast, slow, fast, this one goes slow, fast, and faster. Taking his time, going slow in today's performance is the pianist Vladimir Horowitz with the first movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, the piano sonata number 14 in C sharp minor.
Thank you.
That was not only one of the most famous of Beethoven's works, it's also one of the most famous classical pieces ever. We just heard the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, otherwise known as The Moonlight. By the way, I'm especially fond of that recording of Vladimir Horowitz playing The Moonlight because we had it on a vinyl record in my house when I was growing up, and my mom played it all the time. Now remember, the first movement is super popular, but the whole Moonlight Sonata is really terrific, and I suggest you listen to the whole thing. Tomorrow we'll hear some Beethoven music that's pathetic. Or is it? Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.